If you used to rebel against your high school uniform policy because you thought it was dumb, wait till you hear this story. There is an international competition going on overseas for beach handball. Now, to be honest, this is not a sport that many of us were familiar with before this story came to light.
Yeah. I know European handball, which is what it is. It's a variation that they just play on the sand, right? Beach handball. So it's like soccer, but you can throw it around. You've got to get rid of it really quick, and you've got to throw it into the goals, and there's a goalie.
Okay, kind of like a morph of netball, soccer, volleyball situation.
It's very fast.
Yeah, but it's
very
like
aggressive.
A palmable ball.
Yeah. And you might think, oh, that might be very popular overseas. No, Australia actually has a team in beach handball. But this story comes out of the Norwegian team who have just been fined over $2,000 because of a violation of the athlete uniform regulations. Now, if you are familiar with any beach volleyball team that you may have in your mind, the female teams often are seen wearing the skimpiest of bikini bottoms and some sort of crop top situation.
Yes.
While the Norwegian female team went, you know what? We are all very uncomfortable in these things. They offer no protection. Mm. There is no advantage or disadvantage to us wearing shorts. So we'd like a little more coverage, please. And we're going to wear shorts in our next match. Well, the official bodies went, no, no, no. We want you in bikini bottom, so slap them with this fine. So, of course, these photos have absolutely gone viral. Everyone is up in arms because it just seems nonsensical.
Mm. But, and they cited that it was inappropriate clothing.
Inappropriate!
Showing half your butt.
These are athletes in the skimpiest of things. Yeah. So now the Australian beach handball team have put their hands up in solidarity. And we actually cross now to Brisbane. One of the reps from the Aussie beach handball team, Rose Boyd, for her opinion on this. Hey, Rose, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, what's the Aussies' take on this? Did you see this thing and go, yeah, we don't like it either. This is so dumb. We're gonna support these women.
100%, yeah. And we're actually really proud of the Norwegians as well. Norway's a massive handball nation, and they're lucky enough that their federation had actually stood behind them and said, if you want to stand up against this, we'll pay the fine. Whereas Australia, we're a tiny handball nation. We don't get any funding or anything like that. So if we were to, as athletes, stand up and do the same thing, we would have had to bear that cost as the individual athletes, which we definitely couldn't afford to do. So for us, it's a huge thing. So we're just trying to do what we can to get behind them and support them and keep the conversation going.
So can they explain, like, can they explain why you need to wear this? Because I saw a Paralympian this week doing long jump who got cited for inappropriate clothing because their briefs were too short. And then overseas, the Norwegian team is getting cited for their briefs being too long. Like, is there any functional purpose for having these things in place?
Not that I'm aware of. And it's pretty silly that you can't get it right, isn't it? It's sort of like, you know, cover up, oh, no, but not that much.
It doesn't matter.
It's just and I mean, honestly, if you're an athlete, all you want to do is focus on playing the game. You don't want to have to think about, you know, what angle you're going to be photographed at. Are you going to have a massive wedgie if you dive on the ball? You know, you shouldn't be thinking about those sort of outcomes. You should be thinking about, how am I going to turn the ball over, or how am I going to score this next goal? And as far as we're aware, there are no real reason other than aesthetics and just making the game more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, unnecessarily sexual.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, Rose, you are playing on sand as well, and you're jumping and diving in all different directions. Sand can go anywhere and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even practical.
No, and you find sand in really inappropriate places for a very long time after a match. I can confirm that that's a thing. And, you know, in our team, as you were mentioning, there is a goalkeeper that is trying to stop the ball too. And for them, they're probably the most uncomfortable. They're doing the splits to try and stop the ball. They're sort of doing high kick actions. And you imagine doing that, you know, it's hard enough in shorts, but if you've got bikini bottoms on, and if you've got your period or something as well, it's a really uncomfortable situation. Not to mention, if the ball hits them, people are throwing that ball extremely hard. And the men have sort of singlets and shorts to protect a lot of areas. The females, if that ball hits you, you're going to get a welt. So like in a thigh, in your stomach, all that sort of stuff. I've seen many a goalkeeper with a massive welt from the ball hitting them.
It would sting.
Seriously, I haven't wanted to work at places, Rose, because I didn't like the uniform. I thought it was ugly. I mean, would this turn people off playing handball or beach handball because that's a requirement, like an official requirement?
Yeah, 100%. I've had a couple of friends. One came on tour with us, a sensational goalkeeper, probably one of the best ones that we've had. And she refused to go on any further tours and only plays domestically because she can wear a shirt and shorts and just feel comfortable.
It's actually turning people away from
in
the sport.
In a sport as well, that's not common, particularly here in Australia, that they need to build too. Yeah. You don't want any reason 100%. To turn anyone away.
Yeah, and especially in female sport as well. Like, participation levels are low as it is. So if you're discouraging an even larger percentage of the population because of the outfit, it just doesn't make sense at all.
100%. It is so weird. So, I mean, you've said the Aussies have sort of put your hands up. Have you heard anything? What the latest is, and maybe this, you know, being revised on the sort of international level.
Yes, yeah, so the European Handball Federation did put out a press statement in conjunction with the International Handball Federation, saying that Norway had raised the issue at the International Congress earlier in the year, but their focus at the moment is on the Olympics and getting through that that sort of major event. And then they're going to form a subcommittee to discuss it in August.
Oh, my God. Why does it need to be discussed?
It's a 5-minute meeting, guys.
Yeah.
All opposed?
It could even just be an email, really. Get it done.
Legit. You know what?
Do an Insta poll.
Exactly. We could get it sorted for you. Well, Rose Boyd from the Australian Beach Handball Team, thank you so much. We are going to keep that conversation going because it just seems like so dumb.
That seems like a really fun sport, Rose. To be honest, I hadn't heard of it. I heard European handball, but geez, you have to be fit to play that.
The halves are only 10 minutes, but I'll tell you what, running 10 minutes on sand is a lot harder than
with a ball being thrown at you, trying to catch one.
And it's very aerial as well. So you have to do a 360 spin in the air once you've caught the ball, and then alley-oops get you 2 points as well. So there's a lot of running and jumping. And go on YouTube, honestly. Anyone that hasn't seen it, go on YouTube, have a look. And
so you like a leap over the line, do a 360, and then shoot the goal. It's just
cool. This sounds like up your alley, Darko.
Yeah, I really want to play this game. Yeah, well, Rose Boyd, Australian Beach Handball Team, thanks for coming on, and hopefully we can get that uniform changed.
Perfect. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Rose.
It's Nick, Jess and Ducko with you at 8:48. Still to come, the bottom three is up after NSYNC and Nelly, It Is Girlfriend. Newcastle's Hit 106.9. Happy Friday.